I made a quince jelly once, and that was a performance. If you've never met it, a quince is a very, very hard fruit, a bit like a cricket ball with a stone in the middle. But it makes the most delicious jelly if you've got the time and the patience to get it to that place. And the procedure was something like this. Pick the quince, peel them, get the flesh off as well as you can, boil the flesh, and then comes the part that takes the time. Having rendered the flesh down to a pulp, you get yourself a muslin bag and suspend it over a bucket or a receptacle bowl. And into that goes the pulp. And over the course of a couple of days, the jelly drips its distilled juices into the bowl. And it is from this that you make your quince jelly. I was thinking about that in regard to these messages. You hear them and you think, oh, that's nice. It maybe stays with you for 2 minutes, 2 seconds, 10 minutes if I'm lucky. But actually what you're hearing is the result of a pulping process and the dripping of distilled wisdom. Because everything about which I speak has come through me being under some kind of pressure. It has been said that God, has to break eggs to make an omelette. But also there is the parallel of mashing potatoes or the wine press of Gethsemane. It always comes back at the end of the day to whether you have been crucified with Christ and nevertheless you live. But not you, but Christ who lives in you. And this whole issue of walking the crucified life, just lately, people have come to me and really implied that it's a choice. You don't have to do that. And as I went before the Lord and asked him about this, I'm just musing on it with him. Lord, is that the case? And I felt that he said, I never coerce anyone. 30, 60, 100-fold. You come of your own free will to me. I draw you, I love you, I don't condemn you if you don't want to go any further. You can have as much of me as you want. So the problem lies really with our hunger or lack of it. So we will produce 30, 60 or 100-fold depending on how hungry we are for him. So that begs the question, how do we become hungry? Or have we lost our hunger? Have we left our first love? Have we walked away? And as I thought about it then, I felt that the root problem is that we don't know we're loved. We don't know we're forgiven. And in many cases, we don't care. We've bought a ticket to heaven and intellectually we know we're saved, but our hearts are far from him. But he doesn't condemn us. This is just me, guys, trying to work these deep things out. Because what I'm seeing is a division coming in the body of Christ. People come to me and they are in dire problems. And as dire as their problems are, they do not want to make the choices that will get themselves out of it. And the reason is, they won't die. They won't die to what they want. They won't die to their rights, to themselves. They won't die to walking the crucified life. They won't die to their own desire for their lives. Well, that's fine, off you go then. But you're limping all the way. And you'll never have any real fruit and you'll never have any real peace because you've not surrendered to him as your Lord. Back to the old question again. He can be Saviour, but boy, he rarely is Lord. And people don't want to make him Lord because that means they've got to do as he says and follow him. these things are just worth thinking about. I don't want this message to condemn you, but I want you to think about, where do you stand with regard to him? Do you want a fruitful life as a Christian? Or do you just want to be religious and go to church and have a whoopee day on a Sunday and then walk back again and take up where you left off in mediocrity on Monday? I'm going to be having 4 weeks off in August, a rare thing for me and Joyce. We don't take time off usually. But I feel that I'm going to be before the Lord learning about some of these deep questions. I've got some questions on the back burner that I need answers to. And one of them is this: what's the matter with us? Where have we gone wrong? Why are we so lukewarm? Why can't I reach people with the love of God that they might reach others? Why are there just so few that are on fire? And I've yet to find many of those, if any. Why are we so self-consumed? Another question I want to know is all about gender. Did God really say? These are deep questions that we need some answers to. And I've not taken you very far this morning, except into my own musings, but as you are part of me, I hope you'll just bear with me in a little foolishness, as Paul says, as I lay bare my heart to you this morning, telling you where I am, perplexed from Mepham. God bless you.